AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 34-year-old Boston police officer is in critical condition after being shot during a traffic stop. Police Commissioner William Evans says video from the scene shows a motorist shooting Officer John Moynihan.
You just clearly see the driver come out of that driver's side, and his hands going up as he comes out, point blank, he shoots the officer right in the face.
Evans says the 41-year-old motorist then fired at other officers who returned fire, killing the shooter. Moynihan, a former Army Ranger during the Iraq War, was honored at the White House last May for helping a fellow officer wounded in the April 2013 shootout with the Marathon bombers. Yemen's President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi has called on Arab leaders to keep military pressure on Shiite rebels in his country until they surrender. AP's Brian Rowan reports from Cairo. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has told the leaders meeting in Egypt that diplomacy would be a better alternative.
Ban Ki-moon was a bit more diplomatic in his comments. He was calling for negotiated solutions and settlements between the Houthi rebels and the internationally recognized government of Hadi.
Saudi Arabia is leading a 10-nation alliance in a campaign of airstrikes against the Iranian-backed Shiite rebels and their allies in Yemen. Investigators say German Wings co-pilot Andreas Lublitz had hid evidence of an illness, including tearing up a doctor's note that would have kept him out of the plane the day 150 people were killed when he allegedly locked himself alone in the cockpit and flew the plane into a mountainside in France. Among the dead, American Robert Oliver Calvo. His father says he feels for Lublitz's family, and he says he has no desire to go to the crash site.
All of the passengers, including our son, there's almost nothing to be found.
Recovery teams are gathering up parts of the shattered airline as well as human remains from that site. This is AP Radio News. Back to work for Secretary of State John Kerry and other nuclear negotiators in Switzerland.
Officials say some of the toughest issues have been left for the end, which is why the odds of a framework deal before the clock runs out remain at best even. And while the White House doesn't rule out an extension, Press Secretary Josh Earnest doesn't see one.
We have been negotiating for more than a year, and if Iran is serious about making these commitments, then we'll be able to reach an agreement by the end of March. And if they're not serious about making those kinds of agreements, then we won't.
Earnest says America and its allies will insist on specific commitments to limit and verify Iran's nuclear activities in ways that will keep it from building a bomb. Mark Smith at the White House.
In the NCAA tournament, Gonzaga in the South final against Duke. Forward Kyle Whitcher.
We're not ready for this ride to end yet. We're very focused, and we really enjoy all these wins.
Also tomorrow, Louisville, Michigan State. Today, it's Kentucky, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Arizona. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.